This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Child poverty rises in wealthy nations despite economic growth, UNICEF analysis shows. Economic inequality is undermining children's well-being across the world's wealthiest countries, despite overall economic growth, according to a new analysis from UNICEF. The report reveals that prosperity gains have not translated into improved outcomes for millions of children in high-income nations. 1 in 8 children in wealthy countries live in poverty despite national prosperity. Child poverty rates across wealthy nations, percentage of children living below national poverty lines, 2023 Romania 20.9, Bulgaria 18.2, Spain 15.8, Italy 13.4, United States 12.1, Denmark 2.9. Source, Unicenti Report Card 18, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Wealth concentration leaves children behind. The UNICEF analysis examined income distribution patterns across 41 high-income countries, finding that economic inequality has worsened in most nations over the past decade. According to the UNICEF Unicenti Research Center, children from the poorest households face significantly worse outcomes in health, education, and social mobility compared to their peers in more equal societies. Countries with the highest levels of income inequality also show the greatest disparities in child well-being outcomes. The report emphasizes that health equity remains a critical challenge, with children from disadvantaged backgrounds experiencing higher rates of chronic conditions and mental health problems. Policy solutions show promise in Nordic models. Nordic countries demonstrate that comprehensive social protection systems can effectively reduce child poverty rates. Denmark, Finland, and Norway maintain child poverty rates below 5%, according to the OECD Better Life Index. These nations invest heavily in universal childcare, education, and family support programs that benefit all children, regardless of household income. The contrast is particularly stark when compared to countries with more market-oriented approaches. Research published in The Lancet Child and Adolescent Health demonstrates that universal social programs produce better population health outcomes than targeted interventions alone. Health implications extend beyond childhood. Children experiencing poverty face lasting health consequences that persist into adulthood, creating intergenerational cycles of disadvantage. The World Health Organization identifies income inequality as a fundamental determinant of health outcomes, with effects visible from birth through old age. Mental health impacts are particularly concerning, with studies showing higher rates of anxiety, depression, and behavioral problems among children from low-income households. Access to quality healthcare services varies significantly by socioeconomic status, even in countries with universal health systems, according to research from health equity experts. Children in the bottom income quintile are 3 times more likely to experience poor health outcomes compared to those in the top quintile, even in wealthy nations with universal health care. UNICEF Unicenti Research Center, Report Card 18-24. Key takeaways: 1 in 8 children in wealthy countries live in poverty despite national prosperity. Nordic countries maintain child poverty rates below 5% through comprehensive social protection. Income inequality creates lasting health disparities that persist into adulthood. Universal social programs outperform targeted interventions in reducing child poverty. Frequently asked questions: how is child poverty measured in wealthy countries? Child poverty is typically measured as the percentage of children living in households with income below 50% of the national median. This relative measure captures inequality within each country rather than absolute deprivation. Why do some wealthy countries have higher child poverty rates? Countries with weaker social safety nets, limited family support policies, and greater income inequality tend to have higher child poverty rates. Labor market policies and tax systems also play crucial roles in determining outcomes. What health problems are most common among children in poverty? Children in poverty experience higher rates of respiratory infections, malnutrition, mental health disorders, and developmental delays. They also have reduced access to preventive health care and specialist services when needed. The UNICEF findings underscore the urgent need for policy interventions that address structural inequality rather than symptoms alone. As wealthy nations grapple with growing disparities, the Nordic model offers proven strategies for protecting child well-being while maintaining economic competitiveness. Investment in comprehensive family support systems represents both a moral imperative and an economic opportunity to break cycles of disadvantage. Source: Economic Inequality Harming Children's Well-Being in World's Wealthiest Countries, UNICEF.